This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey guys, welcome to I've Never Said This Before with me, Tommy D'Addario. This may be the very first thing that you are listening to as we kick off 2024, and for that, man, I am so grateful. And to show my gratitude, I wanted to give back to you. So many of us, we start the new year wanting to figure out ways for self-improvement, ways to better ourselves, and to just set us up for success. So today, I am bringing four of my dear friends and experts on my show to help us out for what I am calling the Guru episode. The information you are about to receive from these folks is incredible. First up, you will hear from Don Saladino. Don is known for getting the biggest stars in Hollywood in superhero shape. Stars like Ryan Reynolds, Sebastian Stan, Hugh Jackman, Anne Hathaway, Blake Lively, and so many more. In my opinion, he is the number one fitness coach in the industry because he makes it all seem so approachable and attainable. Next, you will hear from Dr. Gabrielle Lyon, who is a highly respected functional medicine practitioner specializing in brain and thyroid health, lean body mass support, and longevity. She is also the New York Times bestselling author of Forever Strong, and today she will share how we can set our bodies up to be forever strong. See what I did there? And we will dive into her science-based strategy for aging well. Then you're going to meet the incredible Dr. Dendy, a board-certified dermatologist and Mohs surgeon who works with some of Hollywood's biggest stars. Now, skincare, it can be overwhelming. But today, she breaks down exactly what we should be doing to get our healthiest, most vibrant, and glowy skin, and how achieving beautiful skin does not have to cost much money at all. And finally, you will meet the woman responsible for some of the best haircuts on your favorite stars. Stars like Michael J. Fox, Jason Biggs, Ryan Reynolds, and so many more. She is the most sought-after gal for all things men's grooming, and today she is sharing more about what I consider to be the best hair paste in the market, and it's appropriately called the best paste. She is such a gem, and I can't wait for her to share her hair tips with us. So, I hope you enjoy this episode with the four superheroes in my life that I wanted to share with you. Let's dive in and make this a spectacular 2024. Don Saladino, my brother, how you doing?
Man, I'm always psyched to be on a call with you, and it's great to see you, and everything's good.
Well, you were the first person I thought of when I wanted to put together this episode, bringing on my favorite gurus, my family, because I really want to help people kick off the new year right. And it's overwhelming in January. You get inundated with information, and I don't want people to feel like they're failing at their goals or they don't know where to begin. So I guess my first question for you is, what do you think are really applicable and realistic tips to give people who are looking at this date on the calendar, January 2nd, and thinking, how the hell am I going to start off my wellness journey?
First off, people bite off more than they can chew. You have these great intentions of wanting to start out this time of the year and just, you know, guns a blazing. They want to change everything. And the reality is very few people out there who are built that way. I always like to say there's things that I'm great at, and there's just things that I'm not good at. And it's just how the world works. So what I always recommend to do is like write on a sheet of paper, like these changes that you'd like to implement throughout the year, maybe there's 10 of them, and just take one and spend 1 month trying to work on that, right? It might be hydration. It might be getting to the gym. Let's spend month two working on that. And this is in no specific order, right? Because some things are going to click and some things are just going to be a little bit more difficult. But I think this day and age, you know, we are in this comparison phase of seeing people on the internet and social media. And well, this is what this person does. This is what the other person does. And the reality is it just doesn't really work out that way. And you really need to, I think, recognize your strengths and your weaknesses. And if this time of the year has been a weakness for you, or you felt like it's a weakness, then you really need to take a little bit of a different approach. And taking that approach of trying to work out, you know, perfectly for the next, you know, I'm not taking a day off, or I'm not going to have a cheat meal, or I'm going to give up chocolate cake every, obviously, example I always give, like, I'm going to give it up every day. And I had it 365 days last year. Well, it's probably going to be a really difficult thing to do. And the second you have it, you're going to feel like you fell off the horse. So don't try and bite off more than they can chew. And give yourself some like really attainable goals, just something that's a little bit easier, build some momentum, and then you're going to take it from there.
How important would you say is consistency? Because you hear a lot, you know, I was going hard for a week or 2 weeks, and then I just kind of stopped. I mean, would you say that's one of the most important things that we all should be keeping in mind?
Yeah, I think consistency trumps intensity. What I'm always trying to teach people, even when getting into the gym, is don't try and come in with that Rocky type mentality every single session. Don't try and push yourself 110%. I think you can just get in there, get moving, and get out of that session. Where what happens is a lot of us will get in on day one and we're feeling great and we're supposed to be spending maybe a half hour or 20 minutes or whatever the time frame is, and you're putting in double time because you want to just keep going, keep going, keep going. And then your body's gonna, you know, it's gonna feel that in the next couple of days. Then out of nowhere, you're really sore. Then maybe 2-3 days later, you're a little bit more tired. Then you start losing that motivation. So I always say motivation is something that people think is very hard. It's very difficult to find. And I find it really easy when you're seeing progress. And I've seen some great progress from people who are like shortening their workout times or cutting back on their workout volume. Maybe someone's coming to me and they're saying, well, 25 minutes, I'm feeling like I don't want to be there anymore. Then I'm going to create the 20-minute workout for them. Like I always want them to leave where they're feeling like they want to continue. And I think by taking that approach that allows us to recover, that allows us to want to come back in and day out. And that's how we end up seeing that progress. And when you see progress, as you know, I mean, you're the last person I'm telling this to. When you see progress, it becomes very motivating. Like you want to come back into the gym and you want to eat well and you want to get your steps and you love exercise because it gives you a feeling and it gives you a result. And because of that, that becomes very motivating.
I think that's a really important point. Now I'm a geek. So, you know, as we know, I'm someone that can go in a gym and spend hours if I have the time. But I think this idea that, you know, if you're not spending 2 hours max in the gym, that you won't see results and you may as well not even try. It's just not true.
It's not true. Take someone who's been sitting on the couch last year, 365 days, and get them to do 10 minutes of work every day. They're going to feel better. They're going to break a sweat. They might start making some better food choices. Their sleep quality may start improving. They may start waking up the next day with more energy. They may start feeling empowered or a little bit more confident. And then suddenly 10 becomes 12, which becomes 15. And then you're on this path to, you know, wanting to incorporate, you know, it's not just fitness. I like to call it wellness. But I think anytime when you're just trying to come out of the gate with everything you got, and it's just, there's no plan, you end up crashing. You know, I was speaking to a client of mine years ago, a very, very successful politician, was in finance, was a multi-billionaire, phenomenal at business, obviously. But when you look at the approach he took to business and you look at the approach that he took to his wellness, they were like, you really the same person here? And it was just, his process was off, right? Like in business, everything was planned. He surrounded himself with people who had strong points in areas that he didn't. Team approach, very thoughtful, very targeted goals. And then in wellness plan, it's like, oh, what do we have in the fridge today? What are we doing for our workout today? What do I need to do? And it was like, you know, you're not taking, he's got those tools. He had those tools in his head where he was able to assemble that process for himself. But when it came down to his wellness journey, he just wasn't even thinking that way. And there's so many, you know, things, you know, he can or could have done that would have enabled him for success. And when you start seeing that level of success, then we can add a little bit, right? It's like when you work with a child sometimes, right? Like in reference to sports, like I have two kids, my kids are 16 and 15, but when my son got into baseball or my daughter got into softball, like you were sitting there and you were trying to allow them to build their own confidence. So you're putting the ball on the tee, and when they're hitting the ball, you're applauding and you're trying to get them excited to where they want to come back and they want to do more. It sounds ridiculous, but it's the same process. I mean, as adults, we don't want to go do something that we're not going to enjoy, or we're not going to want to do something where we don't maybe feel a level of happiness or validation. And it's like when you start showing them that progress as a coach meeting or as a parent, then they start wanting to come back in and do it more and more and more. And that's how you want to hook them. So that's always been my goal. It's like, it's not about body fat percentage. It's not about a number on the scale. It's really more about a feeling. And if I can help give them that thought process, if I could teach them that process to where they actually enjoy it, it's like Adlon always used, mic drop, game over. Like they're going to be great. Like with you, it's like wellness has become part of your life. It's part of your lifestyle. If someone turns to you and they're like, Tommy, isn't it hard to eat like that? You'd say, no, it'd be hard not to.
Yeah.
Right. Like if I started feeding you pizza and pasta and ice cream, things we may like over the next few days, you're going to feel terrible. Like you're going to feel terrible. That's not like maybe once in a while to have that. There's enjoyment out of it. And then for us, it's like going back to, you know, what, you know, makes us feel good. So that's what I'm trying to teach.
Well, I think it's a really attainable approach. That's why I love what you stand for and what you put out there, because it is the little by little approach and work on things, get good at those things, and then challenge yourself again. And you kind of tackle it in this 360 sort of way. It's not just about getting a great workout, and it's also about eating right. And for everybody listening, Don has amazing recipes and food plans, and you've helped me tremendously. I always considered myself a healthy eater, but you've helped me realize the importance of more protein and carb balance and good carbs and all those things. So talk to me for a second about this idea of food and its relationship to somebody that's working out. Like, is it as big of a deal? Is it not? What would you say? Because I think there's a ton of confusion out there. I even sometimes see quote unquote healthy Instagram people who are in the gym 365 and all day, all night, then like wolfing down gummy bears and talking about how that's okay. What do you have to say about all of that?
What gets confusing about, you know, Instagram, social media is that there are so many different approaches, right? Like you can look at someone doing the ketogenic diet who has great blood work and looks fantastic. Intermittent fasting, maybe they eat more like me and you, which is more of a plant strong, high protein diet, right? Maybe it's more of the Mediterranean diet. Maybe it's more paleo. There's so many different, you know, diets out there, and it can become really confusing. And, you know, all it takes is one person to turn around and say, I eat candy every day, and look, I have a six pack and I have low levels of body fat, and fine. Like they may look healthy, but does it really mean they're healthy? Like, does it really mean that their blood work is good? Like I just got off the phone with Dr. Gabrielle Lyon and we were reviewing my bloods. So these are things that I always like to stay on, but nutrition, it plays a huge role in all this. And when I say that, I'm not saying that you need to give up ice cream or pizza or give up that glass of wine here and there. I just think that there needs to be some moderation, and there should be some principles that you pay attention to. Protein is very important. Vegetables are very important. Slow burning carbohydrates are very important, right? Like protein's your muscle building block. So when we build muscle, like that doesn't mean I'm going to get bigger. Like it doesn't mean that. It means our body's going to become more resilient. It means we're going to have body armor on our body. It means our metabolism is going to speed up. There's all these important things that we need from a sustainability standpoint as we age, bone density. Carbs are one of our energy sources. Fats are one of our energy sources, right? So, you know, we need these nutrients to be successful. So I think what happens is sometimes we'll listen to a friend that's the oddball, or we'll see something online that by someone who's doing something a bit different. And we think because it's working for them, it's going to work for you. But there's so many factors out there where I would determine someone being healthy or not. And really doesn't have much to do with how they look with the shirt off. I mean, it could have something to do with it. And there, obviously, you take your shirt off, you have low levels of body fat. I do as well. And, you know, our blood work is great and we're healthy. But that's really more because we're so focused on what's going on inside our body. We're so focused on how that motor is running, how that engine's running. And because of that, it allows us to want to go to the gym and want to wake up with energy. And, you know, it's a reason why, you know, you still look like you're 20 years old, right? Like all these things are related, are a result of what you're actually putting into your body. And, you know, our parents used to tell it to us, like, you are what you eat. It's one of those, you know, lines that just sound so cliche, but it's the truth. You are what you eat.
You taught me that in a big way. I always considered myself a healthy eater, but I was eating admittedly a protein bar a day in the afternoon. And it, to me, it was the cleanest one I could find. But still, you were like, Tommy, why wouldn't you swap that for like half a chicken breast and some sweet potato? And I'm like, oh man, that's so overwhelming. I don't know. I'm on the go. I'm on a, in a rush. I can't do that. And I made the swap and it's so easy. And even if I'm going to a gig or work or whatever, I put it in my bag. So there's easy, attainable ways, which is the point of this conversation. What I love about you, Don, is I'm lucky that we're family, we're brothers, and I benefit from your knowledge being in your life, but you help people everywhere through your custom programs online. I mean, I've been doing your full body, as you know, for a year. Yes, you train all the stars and everybody knows that, and Ryan for Deadpool and everybody, we know that, but you help everybody across the world, which I think is beautiful. So talk to me for a second about your plans for anybody interested in wanting to dive in and start fresh this month. Where can we find information? What are they?
DonSaladino.com is a great place to go. I have a challenge every month and the name of it doesn't do it much justice. It's not a challenge against anyone else. It's more of a challenge within yourself. And I do the group coaching on a private Facebook group. You know, I sell programs on DonSaladino.com. You can go on there. Take the free quiz. If you have any questions, feel free to DM me. As you know, I'm always answering questions and I'm always happy to help. And again, man, appreciate the opportunity. I think my only word of advice for everyone would be, you know, don't bite off more than they can chew, right? Like just small wins, small steps. You're not going to eat like Tommy overnight, right? You're not going to eat like Don overnight. It's not supposed to be like that. But if you could take one meal and make it better, make it more nutritious, and just spend the next month focusing on that one meal rather than changing everything at once. You know, give yourself, like, you eat fast food 3 times a day and we cut it to 2 times a day. Still needs work, but we're in the right direction, right? We just cleaned everything up about 33%. So that I'm really happy about. And I want people to realize that that's okay. Just take that one thing, focus on it, make mistakes, and hopefully you make it a habit.
Grateful for you, brother. You have helped me tremendously. You've helped a lot of people in so many ways. And guys, please check out DonSaladino.com for all of the good information. He is going to help you kickstart this new year. I love you, man.
Love you too, brother.
Become a part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry with an education from Trinity School of Natural Health. Trinity graduates can empower their communities through natural health principles and techniques, whether they go into practice to guide others toward their wellness goals or open a store to sell their favorite health products. Trinity grads are equipped to change lives. With 19 online programs and flexibility to fit your busy schedule, including the popular Certified Natural Health Professional, you can get the training that helps you turn your passion into a career. And here's the best part. You can earn the certification in less than a year. From herbology to naturopathy and health coaching, Trinity allows you to make a meaningful difference by helping others live healthier, happier lives. Don't wait any longer to pursue your passion for natural health. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com, one place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK. LASIK.com.
Dr. Gabrielle Lyon, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, my friend. As always, it's so good to see you.
I am so in love with you and what you stand for, which is why you're here today. I really want to help people get off on the right foot as we kick off 2024, and I couldn't think of anyone better than you. So we have a lot to get to in a short amount of time. I want to dive right in. Now, You are, of course, the founder of Muscle Centric Medicine. So for everybody listening, tell me what that means. What is that?
Yeah, the muscle centric medicine and the concept of muscle centric medicine is this idea that skeletal muscle is the largest organ system in the body and that it is responsible for how we age, and the health and wellness of our skeletal muscle is directly related to many of these diseases that we're seeing, that we all care about, like obesity, cardiovascular disease, even Alzheimer's. And when you take targeted action to help support the health of your skeletal muscle, you can change the trajectory of the way in which we age and live.
And it's such important information, because as you quite often discuss, that we are all battling being under-muscled, right? So talk to me about that.
Everyone except for you, Tommy.
Oh, I don't know about that.
This is a very exciting topic. This idea that we have continued to focus on an obesity epidemic. Quite frankly, the last 50 years, we've been chasing body fat and talking about obesity as if it is the focal point for sickness. And I would argue that we don't have an obesity epidemic, but what we really have is a midlife muscle crisis. I would also go out on a limb and say we are not over fat, but in fact, we are under muscled, and that the diseases and the impact and the health of skeletal muscle is a direct relationship and has a direct relationship to the obesity that we see. Quite simply put, that obesity begins in skeletal muscle decades earlier. And if we were to address the health of skeletal muscle first, then we would see a vastly different outcome than what we have right now.
And you have so much information in your fairly new book, which, excuse me, New York Times bestselling author. Hello. Congrats to you on that.
Thank you.
But the book is a source of information. But I guess if we had to summarize a little bit, make a few bullet points, what would you say are 3 to 4 tips on how we can avoid being under-muscled?
Number one, resistance exercise. This is the key to the fountain of youth, and that is moving your muscles and really training. Of course, cardiovascular activity is wonderful, but resistance exercise is a non-negotiable. That could quite simply be push-ups, squats, moving against a force. If you are at home, you can use bands. Eventually, I would love for you to graduate to weights and even potentially kettlebells. Because remember, when we're exercising, we're not training to become better at exercise. We are training to become better at life. And how can we choose movements that will support a healthy, capable life? I'll give you an example. Oftentimes, I hear women tell me they're afraid of getting bulky, and that they're just going to stick to their 5 to 10 pound weights. And then I challenge them and I say, well, how much does your toddler weigh? And I don't know about you, but my toddler is around 40 pounds and I'm constantly carrying her around and I'm constantly carrying another bag around. Right there, that's 50 pounds. I'm not getting bulky. What about, these are what we would call smart girl numbers, right? Strong girl numbers. What about putting a piece of luggage overhead on an airplane? My luggage is pretty heavy. So we have to move away from thinking about just even modest weights going to create some kind of bulk in humans. So number one, lift weights. Number two, support skeletal muscle with high quality dietary protein. High quality dietary protein includes foods like whey protein, lean red meats, fish, chicken, turkey. All of these things are wonderful sources of high quality protein, which support skeletal muscle health, as well as nearly every tissue hormone in the body. So those would be the first two. And then the third most important aspect of health and wellness is a little bit going to sound like it's off the beaten path. And that would be aware of your weaknesses. People always focus on their strengths. And when you focus on your strengths, that means that you are blindsided for the parts of you that will be vulnerable to coming off your nutrition plan, to skipping that workout, to, I don't know, indulging in a vice, whether it's alcohol, etc. And when you are very aware of your weaknesses, you plan for them and you can circumvent them, because nothing is going to take you off of your game plan faster than being unprepared for the predictable nature that you have.
What would you say, in all of your research, all of your studies, all of the beliefs that you have and information to back them up with, what would you say is the biggest misconception you think people have when it comes to muscles and protein and the relationship with both of those things?
That's a wonderful question. And I would say that that answer will likely change depending on when you ask it. For me right now, there's a lot of discussion about the importance of protein. Should we reduce our dietary protein? And that is probably one of the most dangerous pieces of health and wellness advice that I can think of. And here's why. Dietary protein is critical for maintaining an optimal body composition, to be able to maintain the health of skeletal muscle. We know that the current recommendations are minimum recommendations. For example, the 0.8 grams per kg, which the listener who doesn't want to do math, it's 0.37 grams per pound of body weight. That is not much for dietary protein. For example, if one was 115 pounds, you multiply that by 0.37, that would give you 45 grams of protein. The idea that that minimum amount is enough is very detrimental to overall aging, body composition, and health, because skeletal muscle is important for performance, but it's very important for blood sugar regulation, for cholesterol metabolism, for insulin sensitivity, all of these things that we think about when we think about health and wellness. Skeletal muscle truly is the focal point. And with this idea that we should go plant-based, our diet is already 70% plant-based. And again, whether these are ultra-processed foods or, you know, grains, et cetera, we are already on a plant-based diet. And if someone were to say, well, we should further reduce our animal proteins, I would say to what? And how are those percentages going to look? And what are the implications going to be?
I have to share with you real quick. I have a very close family member who was plant-based for years, vegan and vegetarian, on and off, and recently began eating meat products. And he's a high performer, dancer, choreographer, always working out, always moving, and he's never felt better. And he started reading your book, and it's because of you that his whole mentality has shifted. And he's late 30s. And, you know, as we continue to get older and age gracefully, I'll say, it's important to take care of ourselves. And him alone is having this epic revelation based off of your teachings on feeling like he was lied to for so many years.
First of all, I'm so grateful that he was open-minded. Oftentimes when we hear something repeated over and over again, we believe that that is truth, and it really limits our ability to explore other things, like this doctor that's saying that we don't have an obesity epidemic, that we really have a midlife muscle crisis. I am so grateful that he was able to, again, open up his mind and try something different. It's not that someone couldn't be vegan or vegetarian and be healthy. They could. What I will also say is that we have to move away from just the single focus of protein. We don't just eat protein, we eat foods, and high quality animal-based foods have high amounts of iron and zinc and selenium and these other molecules like creatine and anserine and taurine, all of these things that are beneficial to our brain, beneficial to our body, help with energy. And when we think about things as interchangeable proteins, they're not. These foods are not interchangeable. And they have very unique roles that are important for sustainability of one's life and athletic performance and just overall wellness.
I will forever think of you and associate protein, muscle building, all of it. Every time I eat protein with the meal, I'm like, yes, she would be so proud of me.
It's so true.
And with all of that, you also dive into the idea of anti-aging and things that we can do to age gracefully, as I mentioned earlier. What are some other things that interest you or that you have found through your studies and research on how to age gracefully?
I really like some of the external influences. For example, saunas and ice baths, those things that we can put into our environment that potentially create a different stress than is just this motion and force production stress. I think that that is very valuable. I also think that there is a place for very unique supplementation, whether that is postbiotics or prebiotics. I think that that is very valuable. And I hate to say it, but I'm going to say it, sleep. Sleep is so important for brain function and for body composition and muscular health. It just is. In fact, one night of sleep deprivation might suppress muscle protein synthesis, which is a big fancy word for your skeletal muscle to rebuild itself by 18%.
Wow.
Just one night of sleep deprivation.
So is it hard for you to get your sleep as a busy entrepreneur and helping people across the world? Do you really prioritize that? Are you able to get your full 7 to 8 hours?
Well, I also have two little kids, and one of them refuses to sleep in their bed. I always try to prioritize sleep. I do. It is difficult, but certainly a priority.
So for everybody listening right now who is looking at their year and saying, I love what Dr. Gabrielle Lyon is saying, how do I begin? What is my first step? What should be that first step, in your opinion, to living this healthier, more protein-driven life?
First of all, I love that. Healthier, more protein-driven life. Again, the first framework for thinking about it is understanding yourself, knowing what you are going to tell yourself. I can't do this. I don't have time. This is uncomfortable. There is a whole multitude of things that an individual will plan on saying to themselves as they embark on the uncomfortable journey of the unfamiliar. Number one, so expect it's going to be uncomfortable and we're going to do it anyway. The second piece of advice is get a great resistance training program. And if you don't know where to look, again, I covered in my book, Don Saladino, one of my best friends, our best friend, I know is going to be speaking about exercise programs, but that is really the non-negotiable. You must train. Your body was designed to function against challenges. Don't take that away from your body. Number three is create a nutrition plan that you will be able to be consistent with. There are many ways to do nutrition. I cover that in my book, Forever Strong. It is what I believe and what the evidence would suggest is a very streamlined, excellent approach to aging and body composition. Understand what you're going to do. Leave off chaotic eating. Tommy, I should be able to call you and ask you what you had for breakfast 2 weeks ago on a Wednesday, and you should be able to answer me.
Mm-hmm.
Because you are consistent and because you are capable and because that is the standard that you've set. And you're going to execute on that standard. And it doesn't matter what kind of day you had or what kind of mood you were in. This is what you know that you have for breakfast. And this is how you plan it out. And when we do that, we get incredible results because there is a level of consistency and a level of integrity that we put into place. And these become our standards of execution.
I could listen to you for hours and hours and hours. Dr. Gabrielle Lyon, you guys can follow her on all things social media and your book. Talk to me for 1 minute about your book and what people can expect and why we should all read it.
Yeah, this is the first book of its kind, and it is called Forever Strong, and it changes the paradigm of thinking. Again, it just reverses this obesity epidemic on its head, and it focuses on what do we have to gain versus what do we have to lose. The diet culture, the information on health and fitness has always been focused very much on weight loss. And I would argue that that is a, no pun intended, a losing battle versus on what we have to gain. And what we have to gain through the health of skeletal muscle is so much more substantial than looking good, being jacked, lifting heavy. But from a metabolic perspective, from a wellness perspective, from a mood, from a brain perspective, we all want to live a long life. And we all want to leave a legacy. I will say that your longevity and your legacy are very intertwined. And this book will provide a framework for how we think about these things, as well as the history of nutrition and very executable plans, like how you should design your diet, how you should train, meals, and how you should think.
Pick up the book, y'all. It is life-changing. And lastly, does somebody like Dr. Gabrielle Lyon make a New Year's resolution?
I don't. I make no New Year's resolutions, and I believe in setting standards. I believe that we set standards for our life, and those are the guardrails and the criteria for which we live. And when we do that, goals or dreams or hopes, et cetera, all fall into place. When you set a New Year's resolution or a goal, there is room for failure. When you set a standard, you either did it or you didn't. There is no failure involved. You either set a standard for yourself and you execute on that standard, or you set a goal. And again, that's just a little too nebulous for me.
Well, I look forward to continuing to learn from you all year long. You know, I adore you. You're such a badass. And as I say, a guru in my life. And I just love you,
Tommy. You're the best.
You are too.
Thank you so much for having me.
Become a part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry with an education from Trinity School of Natural Health. Trinity graduates can empower their communities through natural health principles and techniques, whether they go into practice to guide others toward their wellness goals or open a store to sell their favorite health products. Trinity grads are equipped to change lives. With 19 online programs and flexibility to fit your busy schedule, including the popular Certified Natural Health Professional, you can get the training that helps you turn your passion into a career. And here's the best part. You can earn the certification in less than a year. From herbology to naturopathy and health coaching, Trinity allows you to make a meaningful difference by helping others live healthier, happier lives. Don't wait any longer to pursue your passion for natural health. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com, one place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK. LASIK.com.
Dr. Denji, how are you, my friend?
I'm great, Tommy. How are you?
I'm so good. I'm so happy that you're here. You know, you are one of my favorite people in the world. And I just, aside from loving you as a friend, I so value you as a professional. And you are the best of the best in this business. And I'm so happy to have you on to help people kick off the new year right.
I love it. I'm glad to be here with you.
I guess one of the biggest questions I see sometimes in my DMs and on social media is very general and kind of overwhelming, and I don't always know how to answer it. And that question is, where do I start with getting better skin? Like, what do I do? So what would you say to that?
It is so overwhelming, the world of skincare, and I don't envy the layperson who walks into a drugstore, a department store, or into a Sephora and is trying to navigate this crazy world. And it's hard to figure out what your skin's individual needs are. So what I kind of bucket it down to are certain verticals that I say are non-negotiable. Like, we have to have a good cleanser, and a good cleanser does not mean it has to be expensive, but we need to clean our face in order to prep it for the actives that we're going to put on next. We need a good antioxidant in the morning. So think about vitamin C serum, things with vitamin E or ferulic acid, Floratin. There are all kinds of different antioxidants that help to protect our skin. So that's a good thing to put on in the morning. A good moisturizer. Certainly we think about hyaluronic acid or different peptides are really important to keep the skin hydrated. And then no skincare routine is complete without SPF. And I know that that's not very sexy. Everyone kind of wants corrective actives, but really if you're preventing the damage from the beginning, then your skin will be so much more beautiful for years to come. And I'm very excited about the fact that the younger patients are really committed to that. It's my demographic of like 40s and up that really haven't bought into the daily use as much as we should, because I'm from the South, and my mom always used to say, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. And that goes for either skin cancer, but also premature aging, because there are certainly extrinsic causes of aging, like pollution and ultraviolet radiation, that can damage the skin and make us look older before our time. So those are some really important verticals to have in the morning: cleanser, antioxidant, moisturizer, SPF. And then at night, a key skincare routine would include, again, cleansing the face to prep, and then some kind of anti-ager for most people starting as young as in your 20s, either a vitamin A derivative like retinol or retinoids like tretinoin that we prescribe to patients. What used to be just for acne, and we found that people did so well in their skin texture and skin tone with this active. A lot of people can't tolerate that, so an alternative is bakuchiol, which is a mouthful to say, but it's a plant-based retinol alternative that helps to activate a lot of the similar genes as retinol. And then there's a really new, exciting ingredient that has hit the market just this year. It was published in 2018. Then with the pandemic, it was kind of slower to be brought to market, but it usually takes about 3 years for like a stellar new ingredient that's been discovered and written about to make it to market. But it's called HPR, and that stands for hydroxypinacolone retinoate, which is, you know, a mouthful, but it is in the vitamin A umbrella under that. And it activates similar genes to retinol or to tretinoin or retinoic acid, but they're the RXR receptors instead of the RAR receptors, and it minimizes irritation. So you're getting all of the good of retinol, but none of the bad side effects where your skin is red and burning and peeling, and you have to slowly introduce it into your routine. So that's going to be something that's really fun in 2024. I anticipate that that will be a big trend, that we're going to see new products that have this new ingredient in it. And there is one now that's available that I really like. If your listeners are like, where do I get it? It's made by Elizabeth Arden, and it's called Retinol plus HPR, and it's great. And in the clinical trials, they found that 100% of people, even if they were retinol naive, did not react poorly to this. They all tolerated it starting at day one. After 12 weeks of use, they were still doing well and tolerating it and seeing great benefit in the skin. So that's a great new discovery in the world of skincare, because we all know that retinol is so great for the skin, but so many people can't tolerate it. So this is like a new breakthrough ingredient that will be exciting to see more of in 2024.
And you mentioned sunblock, and I know that is so important to you, but people listening might say, well, I'm in an office all day. Right. I'm only outside when I'm driving, maybe 10, 15 minutes to work. Do I really need to put it on? And to that, you would say?
I would say yes. I mean, it's all cumulative. And the reality is we do feel protected in our offices or in our cars, but most windows only protect us against UVB light. And it doesn't filter out UVA, which is the more aging of the wavelengths, and it's the more oncogenic, meaning the one that tends to increase breaks in the DNA, which then lead to skin cancer. So we're kind of lulled into this false sense of security when we're in the car that we're protected, but we're only actually protected from the one that makes our skin turn color, the UVB, but not for the one that penetrates more deeply and degrades our collagen. So it's just a great habit to get into from a young age until the grave. Just like we brush our teeth every day, we don't just brush our teeth when we're going to the dentist. We brush our teeth every day in hoping to prevent cavities, because we know that actually teeth are one of the only things in the body that doesn't repair itself. The skin is able to, but if it's fighting active injury, it's very hard to repair it at the same time. So you're allowing for your skin to be protected so that all of these checks and balances that the body is amazing at having can repair old damage and prevent us from skin cancers and premature aging.
Good point, and an important point. I hope people really take that to heart, because there's no reason not to put it on. It takes 2 seconds and it's protective, and we all need that. And I also like that you mentioned, you know, going to a pharmacy or drugstore early in the conversation, because I think people assume if it's not super expensive, it must not be good. So do you think skincare has to cost a lot of money to be effective?
I don't. And I always talk to my patients about like, what kind of budget are we working within? Because I don't think it's fair, nor is it the reality anymore that like, you have to have $1 zillion in order to have good skincare. I mean, if you think about some of the major mass produced beauty brands, they're owned by similar parent companies. So for example, La Roche-Posay, which is a drugstore brand, is owned by L'Oreal. And a lot of the offerings that they have for active ingredients, once they go off of patent, for example, SkinCeuticals, who's also owned by L'Oreal, then that goes into their over-the-counter offerings. And so the vitamin C, L-ascorbic acid that you find in SkinCeuticals serums for antioxidant protection is the same one that you can find over-the-counter, the same L-ascorbic acid that's in their vitamin C serum. So it's nice to be able to offer someone something that fits their budget. And certainly if you are, most of us, we all have some kind of budget. You don't have to spend a ton of money on a cleanser. That is not where you want to splurge. You want it to be effective, but Lord knows there are a million cleansers out there and they all work pretty well. Find the one that works for you, but don't break the bank on that. Save for a good serum, a good anti-ager. And certainly they're also really good sunscreens that are within a reasonable price point. And that's going to be the prevention part that's so important.
That's such a great tip. Splurge on a serum, splurge on something where you maybe should and need to versus something where you don't. I love that you brought that up. For me, it is a vitamin C serum. I love the SkinCeuticals CE Ferulic. And a lot of people ask, you know, your skin looks vibrant. It looks dewy. What do you use? And I say a vitamin C. Do you think a vitamin C is important in everyone's skincare routine?
I do. I would back it up and say an antioxidant. Certainly, I love vitamin C. I think it's super potent and powerful and effective at helping to neutralize the free radicals that are formed, which cause cellular damage from environmental exposure, whether that's pollution or sunlight. And vitamin C is the one that's kind of the most ubiquitous. There are some people who can't tolerate vitamin C. And for that, I would say, let's find an antioxidant that works for you. And there's so many now that are in the morning serums that are so good for the health of the skin. And they're really there as an underlying safety net to protect you against all of the things that we put our skin into contact with. I mean, it's amazing that we stay healthy and well as long as we do when you think about all of the things that our skin encounters. But another one that's a great, powerful antioxidant is called Edibenone, and that tends to be very well tolerated. Vitamin E, which is in your CE Ferulic, that's a great one. It works beautifully in tandem with vitamin C. They're kind of synergistic in their power. If you find that there's an ingredient that you are not able to tolerate, that everybody in the world just sings the praises of, then consult a dermatologist and we'll help you find one. There are a million offerings. And so I never want people to feel like they're not able to indulge and be part of the ritual that everyone else is enjoying. But most people, you know, most antioxidants do lean into vitamin C because it is such a good one.
And what do you think is the biggest misconception when it comes to skincare?
Oh, there's so many. I would say oftentimes, especially in the actives, that the concept, this is such an American thing, like more is more, you know, and it's not. Whether there are concentrations that you're looking at, like there are sweet spots for ingredients in the most active and the least bit irritating. For example, with vitamin C, like we were talking about, the most effective is between 15 to 20% in the skin. Above that, it's more irritating, and less than that, it's not as optimized as far as our efficacy. Retinol or retinoids, certainly if you use more, you're just going to increase the irritation. You're not going to accelerate the effects or turbo boost the effects. So I feel like we got kind of obsessed with concentrations when The Ordinary came out, and it would put every active in a bottle and it would put what the concentration was. And so everyone kind of got very focused on the number instead of like what is actually the most important for our skin's pathology or for our skin's physiology. And so those things are really important. In medicine, poison's in the dose, right? So you can have a perfect sweet spot of an aspirin a day, or you could take 20 of them, and that could be very detrimental. It's the same active, it's just the amount. So think about that when you're trying to navigate this, that more is not always better.
And what do you want people to remember when it comes to their skin?
I want them to remember that the skincare ritual should be a pleasant one. It should be something that you look forward to. I find that a lot of patients take on a lot of the heavy lifting at home, where they're ordering the highest glycolic they can find on the internet and really like stripping their barrier and doing more damage than good. And so with my patients, we kind of enter into a contract of like, I'm going to prescribe you a proper skincare regimen that's going to augment our goals in office. But I want you to leave the heavy lifting to me, where I'm going to do the lasers or the procedures to help you have your best skin. But that's going to be once or twice a year. And at home, you love and nourish your skin. and really help it to be the healthiest it can in order to protect you. And the happy news, because I'm a Mohs surgeon and did a fellowship in skin cancer, even if you don't care about the beauty of your skin, the healthiest skin tends to look the most beautiful. So it's a win-win either way, however way we get there. If you're protecting it and taking good care of it, it happens to just look great too.
And that's why you are the best of the best. Dr. Dendy, how can people find you, follow you, learn more?
At Dr. Dendy, which is D-R-D-E-N-D-Y. Or you can come see me at Schaefer Clinic, Fifth Avenue.
She is the best. I don't know what I would do without you. Thank you for your wisdom and your care and for really putting out the right messages and for helping people in a way that's attainable and not overwhelming and for just being a wealth of great information.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I love you.
Become a part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry with an education from Trinity School of Natural Health. Trinity graduates can empower their communities through natural health principles and techniques, whether they go into practice to guide others toward their wellness goals or open a store to sell their favorite health products. Trinity grads are equipped to change lives. With 19 online programs and flexibility to fit your busy schedule, including the popular Certified Natural Health Professional, you can get the training that helps you turn your passion into a career. And here's the best part. You can earn the certification in less than a year. From herbology to naturopathy and health coaching, Trinity allows you to make a meaningful difference by helping others live healthier, happier lives. Don't wait any longer to pursue your passion for natural health. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
L-A-S-I-K, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com, one place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
L-A-S-I-K. LASIK.com.
Kristen Serafino.
Hi, Tommy.
Hello, my love. Oh my God, it's so exciting to be interviewing you because I'm sure as people know from social media, you are like family. I mean, what would I do without you? I love you so much. You are not just celebrity hairstylist guru. You are family. And I'm so happy you're here.
Thank you so much for having me. And yes, we are family. So this does seem like a little awkward because I'm so used to like us just hanging out versus being on a Zoom call. I've never had a Zoom with you before.
I know. But it was important for me to do this with you because the whole purpose of this episode is setting up people on the right foot for the new year. And we've talked about fitness and nutrition and skincare. And now I want to get into the grooming world because I think a lot of people don't know where to begin. And for me, you know, I've told you this a zillion times, your company, The Best Paste, has changed the game for me. I have tried every single hair product in the world, y'all. I'm from Jersey. I'm Italian. I have a thick head of hair. I went through every hair phase and I've tried it all. I've hated everything. But then I found you and I found your paste and it has seriously changed the game. So I guess I want to begin there. Tell me about your company and why is it so magical?
Wow, that is quite an introduction. Yes, thank you first off for being the biggest supporter. And I mean, just look at your hair. You look incredible. The texture is remarkable today. The piece is my favorite, the little piece that falls, which let everybody know that is a natural experience when that little piece falls. I also cut your hair, Tommy, so I know it very well. So to start with The Best Paste, I had launched it 2 years ago when the pandemic hit and like so many of us sort of reassessed life. And the opportunity arose that I could purchase an existing grooming, hair care, skincare company from Ben Miller, who is still very heavily involved in The Best Paste. He approached me to buy his company, which he'd had for, I'd say like 12, 15 years. And again, everyone reassessed life, and he's a single dad, and his son sort of said, "Dad, I don't spend enough time with you." And so he decided it was time, called me up, said, "I'd like for you to buy it." That's just sort of how it went. And when he asked me, I said, the one thing that had to happen is that he had to stay a part of the company. And so Ben is still very much a part of The Best Paste. But I renamed it, repackaged it, rebranded it. We changed. We went for the highest quality ingredients, which is something Ben always wanted to do, but didn't have the resources. And we scaled back to the five essentials, which is hair paste. I believe as a men's groomer and hairstylist, which is my job as my day job, is that one of the things that men look for is styling products. And so we created a hair paste that could work for all hair types and textures. Matte finish to, you know, high shine. And I had done actually, Tommy, a really rather large market research on men's grooming and men's hairstyle before I bought the company. And what I found really fascinating, and I don't know if it's necessarily as fascinating because I knew this as a men's groomer, is that what men wanted to know was the shine level and the hold. That's all they cared about. They didn't care if it was called like dragon or, you know, like kick butt or anything like that. They just wanted to know, bottom line, what's it going to do for me? And so when I renamed the packaging, I called it The Best Paste because it's the best paste. And I just named it what it was, which was matte, firm hold, low shine, you know, medium hold, natural shine, hot, medium hold, firm hold. And I just called it what it is. And so that's kind of how it came about. And the one thing that's, I think, really unique about our product line is that we manufacture it. So from raw materials to finished goods. So we physically make the products. Unlike so many other vendors or product lines out there, they're made in a factory that they don't control. I control everything. So we're made in small batches. You know, so we have the little bubbles in the jars because everything's hand-filled.
And I can attest to the quality is so incredible. And like you said, you have a bunch of different products for different hair types. So no matter what your hair type is, you can find a product from this line that's going to work for you. I use the orange, the matte firm hold. Although yes, I hate saying that because I feel like it's going to go away and everyone's going to buy them and I'm going to be stuck without them. But that's the one I use. And I think it's great for the ladies listening to buy for the men in your life, for the men listening to find a product that's actually good and has quality ingredients in it. It's a win-win. But this is a product that even ladies can use to touch up their hair, right?
Yeah. So this is what's crazy. I was in a salon actually in Florida, and women, I didn't even realize, I mean, I use it on myself. So I use it for like beachy. I have long curly hair, beachy hair. I use it for slick back ponytails. I use it for flyaways. And so I was in the salon speaking with a stylist, and she's like, "Oh, it's like the boyfriend paste." And I was like, "Wait, what?" And she's like, "Well, there's the boyfriend jean, the boyfriend blazer. And now it's like the hair product you steal from your man." And I went, "Whoa, that's exactly what it is. It's a men's hair paste that women are now using." So it's like one of those things. It's the boyfriend paste. It's a men's product that can be used for a woman. So I thought it was just pretty funny how it sort of came about.
That is so cool. I feel like we need to trademark that immediately.
I know, I probably should. But it is one of those things, like I didn't think about it because I use it for when I wear my hair curly down in, you know, beachy waves. When I wear like my ponytail now, I mean, my hair, I just threw up really quickly, you know, styled it, brushed it up, put it in a top knot. And this has been since I left for a press junket this morning. I think it was like 6:30, 7 o'clock. And this is as is. So, I mean, it's holding in place. And again, for like flyaways, it's great for like bridal hair. Oh, and then someone just told me, I feel like I'm discovering this with you, but someone just said to me, they're like, "Oh, I use it as a root lifter." And I was like, "A root lifter?" And so she had used it after a few days of a blow dry. She didn't want to wash her hair. So she took a little bit of the orange, your favorite, the matte firm hold, in her fingertips and just rubbed it into the root. And because of the dry mat, it actually absorbs some of the oils, and she uses it as a root lifter.
Oh my God.
I never heard of that. I know.
Well, because when when you make a quality product like this, there are going to be many different uses for it. And that's a testament to what you created. So everybody listening, for my gentlemen listening, you need to get this product. Go on thebestpaste.com, correct?
Yes, sir.
TheBestPaste.com and check out all the products. Again, if you know me and you know my hair, I use the orange, which is the matte firm hold, but there's a variety of different products. And the ladies too, either buy it for the man in your life, or you can use it, as Kristen said, to touch up your hair, to throw it in with a slick bun for your roots, all of the above. So I love all of that so much. And I'm happy to share that I'm not just plugging it because you're my best friend. I'm plugging it because I believe in it. And I have spent so much money and time and energy trying to find the right hair product, and nothing ever really worked. So when I find something, I want to share it. So that's the best paste. Go check that out. And then on the hairstyling side, because you are a brilliant hairstylist as well, what would you say is a good tip for people looking to change their look and not knowing where to begin? It's a new year. People might want to refresh. Where should they begin?
That's a great question. And you know, I think that's one of those things like everyone, like new year, new beginning, new body, new hairstyle. And I think the first thing that I tell people is that pictures in magazines, actors, celebrities are references, right? So it's like you should bring a picture in that you're inspired by, but know that it might not be your hair texture, your face shape. It's an inspiration. And then use that as a guideline for your lifestyle, hair texture, daily routines versus I want to look like this. Does that make sense?
It does. It does. And you think that will create a more helpful image for what somebody wants?
I think that it's a good guideline because I think we all have these sort of aspirations that I want to look like this particular person, but you're not that person. And I think, you know, this happens to me behind the chair. Like someone will come into me and they'll say, oh, well, you know, just today, I did someone's hair today. I did a haircut today. They had really long hair and they showed me an image of someone with like a shorter haircut, but they had wavy, wavy hair, like naturally textured, beachy. You know, like it was, they wanted a bob, but it was like that beachy texture that you could tell this girl in her Instagram had just, you know, on the beach playing volleyball, wherever she was, she always just had the same sort of texture hair. So I could tell it was her natural texture. It wasn't stylized. But the girl that I was cutting today had bone straight hair, like zero bend in it. I said, well, she's like, oh, I love her texture. I love the way it looks. I love the waves in it. And the reality is someone with that super, you know, pin straight hair will never achieve that natural beachy texture. It's just not what their hair is. So we use it as an inspiration, but it gave her the realization, or even though she knew she had straight hair, I was like, you can still have wavy hair when you style it. You can still achieve that look if you put the effort into it. But if you know that every day you're not going to look like this, but we're going to be inspired by it, and it's going to be your version of that haircut, then you'll have the same confidence as you do when you look at that image.
This might be one of the hardest questions you've ever been asked in your entire career. Are you ready for it?
Okay.
If you could give me only one hair tip that will help everybody listening right now, what would that hair tip be?
I think the hair tip that I would give, which is the one hair tip, and I've said this to you before, I've said this to your husband, Gio, is that hair is the one accessory you wear every day. It should constantly evolve. Like I always say behind the chair, would you wear that same jacket every day for the rest of your life? You probably wouldn't. So if you're not going to wear the same shirt or style of clothing, always evolve your hairstyle, whether it's a subtle highlight. I mean, it can be subtle to extreme. You can have a subtle highlight. You can go from your color hair to platinum blonde if you want to go extreme. You can go from long hair to short hair, sweeping fringe to short fringe, as long as you constantly evolve. Because in life, our life continues to change, right? No matter where we are in our, whether it's age, whether it's a milestone, whether it's the body shape, whatever it may be. So constantly evolve your hairstyle as your life is evolving. That's my one tip.
I love that. I couldn't love that more. And yes, you say it to me all the time when sometimes I'm like, I want the same cut. You're like, no.
Oh my gosh. You are the perfect example. I mean, can I like totally call you out on this, Tommy?
Yes, yes.
Okay. You came to me with like, I want this hairstyle. And I don't want to say we fought, but we fought. I encouraged you for so long to grow your hair. And you were just, oh my gosh, like honestly, Tommy, like, oh my God, I'm exhausted. I was exhausted. I was like, why will he not? But you had, and I understood you had an experience that wasn't a good one. So you were sort of traumatized. But I said, let's just try it. And you fought me on it. And we just, by default, because I was traveling and you were traveling, so your hair just got long. And now all of a sudden we have taken to just different levels with your hair. And now you love it. And we keep changing. We take the side shorter. We change the texture. We cut it short on the top. We let the piece get longer. So we're always evolving you, even though it's a confident place for you to be within your hairstyle.
You're right. But, and you're very right about that. I did give you a little.
I just called you out.
You know what? Now I got to wrap this up or more secrets are going to be revealed. And we're not about to spill all the tea on me. So,
oh, we're not.
No, we're not. And I'm going to talk to you after this. Uh-oh. But you're in trouble. You're in trouble.
You know where I live.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't love you more. Thank you for coming on and sharing your wisdom. You are the best of the best. Seriously, check out her brand, thebestpace.com. Kristen Serafino, celebrity hairstylist, changing the world. I love you. Thank you for joining and Happy New Year.
I love you, Tommy. Happy New Year and thank you for having me.
I've Never Said This Before is hosted by me, Tommy D'Addario. This podcast is executive produced by Andrew Puglisi at iHeartRadio and by me, Tommy, with editing by Joshua Kolodny. I've Never Said This Before is part of the Elvis Duran Podcast Network on iHeart Podcasts. For more, rate, review, and subscribe to our show. And if you like this episode, tell your friends. Until next time, I'm Tommy D'Addario.
Become a part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry with an education from Trinity School of Natural Health. Trinity graduates can empower their communities through natural health principles and techniques, whether they go into practice to guide others toward their wellness goals or open a store to sell their favorite health products. Trinity grads are equipped to change lives. With 19 online programs and flexibility to fit your busy schedule, including the popular Certified Natural Health Professional, you can get the training that helps you turn your passion into a career. And here's the best part. You can earn the certification in less than a year. From herbology to naturopathy and health coaching, Trinity allows you to make a meaningful difference by helping others live healthier, happier lives. Don't wait any longer to pursue your passion for natural health. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.